We are joined right now by a two-time Olympic medalist in slopestyle, a Canadian snowboarder, a 15-time X Games medalist, a three-time U.S. Open champ. Mark McMorris joins us with an amazing story. Mark, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, bud.
How
Listen,
are you?
I'm great, Mark. I'm great. It's great to talk to you. Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, you just finished medaling in your second straight Olympics, but I think to fully understand your latest medal, we really need to go back to the start. The start in the flatlands of Saskatchewan. How did you first get into snowboarding?
I first got into snowboarding just because I had got a skateboard that summer, and as winter fell, we actually went on a family trip, and they tried to put us in ski lessons, but I was like, Mom and Dad, I want to do that thing that looks like skateboarding on the snow. And then, obviously, up in Canada where I'm from, our winters are much longer than summers, so spent a lot more time on the hill.
Mark McMorris joining us. So you win the slopestyle bronze in Sochi, and then in 2016, you suffered a broken femur during a big air competition here in California. Can you take me back to the injury? What was that rehab, the rehab process like?
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was my first ever major injury. Everything had been going so well for like 6 years, no injuries, just having a lot of success in competition and things like that. And then that came along, and that was a really tough rehab. It's the biggest bone in your body. So it took a while, and it took a lot of hard work and sort of discomfort at times. But always worth it when you get back on the snow, because that's what I truly love doing.
You know, Mark, I think a lot of people know your story, and it's an amazing story at that. But I think there's some people listening right now that may not know it. I mean, you came back from that, and that was a tough rehab. And then in March of 2017, you were doing some backcountry snowboarding with some friends when you came off a jump too far to the left, and you hit a tree. For those who don't know, can you take me back? What do you remember about that collision?
Yeah, I just remember the tree being right in front of me out of midair after like I finished with 360 and something simple, but we were shooting in the backcountry and there's lots of variables. And yeah, I just hit it out of midair along my left side and pretty much suffered most of the injuries a guy can suffer. Broke 17 bones and ruptured my spleen and collapsed my lung. So that was sort of like, okay, he's done. So it was nice that people saved my life, and I just feel really lucky to be here even.
And Mark, I want to be very clear about that. I mean, you mentioned 17 broken bones, but if you don't mind, I want to take my time. I want people to fully understand what you dealt with. A fractured jaw, a broken arm, a fractured pelvis, broken ribs, a ruptured spleen, a collapsed lung. Doctors had to put you in a medically induced coma, and then they performed a series of surgeries. When you woke up from all of that, because I got to be honest, if any one of those things, much less all those things happened to me, I'm going to call it a day. When you woke up and you heard all the injuries that you had sustained, what was your reaction?
My reaction was, when can I do this again, pretty
wow.
much? And do I have brain damage, most importantly, because I knew I hit my head really hard, and I was like, oh, my God. And I had a neck brace on because I just had jaw surgery or whatever, and I wrote it on the paper, like, do I have brain damage, and can I still go to the Olympics? Because I had been named to the Olympic team previous that week. So it was just, like, devastating to me, and I don't know. I must be wired different. I was definitely nervous and went through some times during the rehab, like, what am I doing? But I'm so glad I stuck with it and came back and took inspiration from all my friends, family, and fans that would reach out and let me know that I'm inspiring them by pushing through this. And things like that make it worthwhile.
We're talking to Mark McMorris. Dude, you are definitely wired differently. There's no doubt about that. I mean, doctors said that you'd be in the hospital for a month, and you somehow got out in 12 days, way ahead of all projections. Now, what's interesting is Jake Burton Carpenter, who is essentially the godfather of snowboarding, said to you after the accident, he saw you and he said, I was like, what the bleep are you doing riding in the bleep backcountry when you're going to win an Olympic gold medal and be a superstar, end quote. So when he said that, how did you explain that decision? Were you kind of like, hey, look, this is who I am. This is what I do. I'm supposed to do these things.
Yeah, pretty much. Definitely that talk went down, and he was so happy to hear my answer because he is he cares about snowboarding as a whole way more than he does about the Olympics. And he's just been such a good supporter and friend of mine. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't start snowboarding to go to the Olympics. I started snowboarding to be the best all-around snowboarder I could be and do what I love on a snowboard.
So when you suffer those injuries and you make it all the way back to the Olympics, after everything you've been through since Sochi, what did it mean to be back at the Olympics and then to medal once again?
Definitely really felt good to be back on that stage and in a place that I'd been before, and definitely really nerve-wracking as well because you're going through so much pressure and everybody expects to see you do well, but this time was a little bit different knowing that everybody had just watched an hour doc on me before I dropped in about I almost died a year ago. So they had a little sympathy. But then, yeah, just being able to come through and get a medal is such a good feeling, especially with all the hype around it.
There's hype, but there's so much inspiration, too. I mean, your story is so amazing that the Prime Minister of India was using it as an example of tenacity and courage in a town hall that he had with kids recently. And then that was followed up by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau presenting him with your signed competition bib. So what's it mean to hear that the Prime Minister of India is using you and holding you up as an example, and now that he has your bib?
Yeah, man, that's a huge country to pull stories from. And for him to pull my story was pretty special. It was a huge honor, and I'm so glad that Justin has reached out before, so I was able to send him a bib, and then he was able to present Prime Minister Modi with it. And yeah, it was just such a trip, you know, how far things can get with today's technology and stuff, and then also just for my story to be that impactful for somebody is huge.
You know, Mark, I'm curious also, if you break this thing down and you get into the microcosm, the Olympic experience, I mean, what's it like when you're in the Olympic Village, when you've got some of the world's best, I mean, the world's best, all slammed into a confined area? In fact, you had a great line. You told TMZ that it was, quote, a dry village, if you will, no alcohol. So what did that mean for the Olympic experience, and what's it like in that village?
I think everybody's quite serious in the village. It's really funny. You'll see all the nations eating as nations, and then you'll know exactly which one the snowboard table is because we're all just hanging out together, every single nation, you know, and just it's such a different vibe to be a snowboarder, and we're so grateful for our sport because you can tell a lot of people wish they were living a life like us where it's not so segregated and serious and everybody's just knows we're all going to get to snowboard after, you know. I don't know. Like, I want to go snowboarding off in the mountains. I want to be in the mountains. I want to be with my friends. I don't know if those bobsledders, like, oh, I can't wait to get back to the track and just fly down this thing. I don't know. It's just different, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. And yeah, the Olympic Village is cool. We definitely were running deep out there. It was cool.
No doubt. Mark McMorris is joining us. Well, to your point, I mean, the Olympics are an amazing experience, and especially given what you had to overcome to get back, but it's bigger than even that. Canadian snowboarder, two-time Olympic medalist in slopestyle, a 15-time X Games medalist, and a three-time U.S. Open champ. Mark, glad to finally run you down. Really appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much. Congrats to you. It's an amazing story.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You got it, bud. Thank you. Mark McMorris. If you notice, we're still talking Olympics because I love talking to Olympians.